Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Leadership isn't just about guiding a team or building a vision. Taking control of your finances in 2025, leading with financial confidence. True leadership begins with mastering your own life. And at the core of that is financial leadership. Financial stability doesn't just support your goals, it allows you to lead with clarity, confidence, and resilience. In 2025, financial leadership will be critical. The economic landscape is changing rapidly, and adaptability is key. I'm going to give you the tools that will provide you with actionable steps and evaluate your financial situation. Build a strong foundation, and if you can implement these strategies that align with your professional and personal goals, you'll leave with tools not only that can lead you forward in your business, but also move you forward in your life with greater purpose and control. Leadership through financial clarity, it starts with awareness. Leadership, in my opinion, in general, starts with awareness. You have to take control of your finances. I'm the money guy. I talk about money all the time. It's the first thing that I see people get in trouble with. You have to first understand where you're at, where you're starting financially. Without that clarity, your decisions, your modus operandi, the way that you perceive the world, becomes reactive instead of proactive. You eventually can get into a victim mindset, and you're not actually leading your life. Your life is leading you. Your finances are controlling you. Other people end up controlling you. If you don't take control of your finances and take control over the basic building blocks of your life, it can undermine your leadership, your goals, your visions, and ultimately your dreams, and lead you down a path that you don't want to go. Now, number one, the first thing you need to do is you need to evaluate your financial landscape. First off, that starts with income. You need to map all of the different streams of income that you have. You need to map whether it's your salary, whether it's business earnings, whether it's investments, whether it's rental properties, whether, you know, real estate, whatever it may be. You need to evaluate where those streams of income are coming from. If you don't, then how can you track it? How can you duplicate it if you're not systematizing it? The next one, these are very basic, you know, fundamentals for financial clarity, is expenses. What are you spending your money on? You have to categorize those expenses into two different buckets, as a lot of my friends like to say. You need to categorize them into fixed expenses, and then you also need to categorize the rest of them into variable expenses. What is a fixed expense? A fixed expense is something that doesn't change every time you spend on it. It could be like a subscription. It could be like your rent or your mortgage. Those don't tend to fluctuate. There's no variables in those payments. You know what it's going to be day in, day out, month in, month out, week in, week out. It's always going to be the same. There's very little variability to it. And if there is any variability to it, it is because you're doing something that is increasing or decreasing that expense, right? Now, the next bucket is the variable expenses. What is a variable expense? A variable expense is something that is going to fluctuate all over the place. Obviously, opposite of a fixed expense. Now, when it comes to these variable expenses, these can be things like marketing, travel, health costs, healthcare costs, things that you're not really going to be able to predict, right? Things that are going to be led or driven by outside forces rather than inside forces. In finance, you control the fixed things, the fixed amounts, the things that you can control, and you plan for the variable things, right? The third thing, when you're getting a picture of your financial landscape, is liabilities. You have to identify debts, credit cards, loans, car notes, long-term commitments, things that you may be like timeshares that are not technically debt. It's just a long-term commitment or agreement that you find yourself in. Now, when it comes to these liabilities, this is where a lot of people get in trouble. This is where Dave Ramsey has made all of his material content, his whole shtick is debt is the devil. Not all debt is the devil. As a 10x guy myself and a Dave Ramsey guy, there are things that you can do with debt that you could never do without it. For a lot of people, their home ownership, for example, would not be a reality without debt. Credit card, consumer debt, credit cards, payday loans, things that are very predatory in nature, those things should not be used, in my opinion, unless there is no other option. That is how you get into trouble, by leveraging yourself too much with high interest debt that is too hard to pay back. Now, when it comes to car notes, there's something to be said for that. It's a tax strategy that I often advise people as well. If you're going to buy a car anyways, then why not buy one that gives you a great tax benefit along with it, right? So not all debt is bad, but debt, just like anything else, just debt, just like a wild animal, should be respected and it should be treated accordingly, right? It is not something that should be disrespected or that should be looked at as if it is meaningless or frivolous. When you disrespect a wild animal, that is when you can get hurt. When you disrespect the financial rules, when you disrespect debt, that's when oftentimes you can get hurt. It's just like I say that with your money as well. If you don't pay attention to your money, it will go somewhere else. Now, leaders have to clarify. They have to approach these matters with extreme clarity so that they can allocate the resources effectively and set meaningful goals. Think of this as creating a dashboard for your financial life, a tool that can guide your decisions moving forward. Once you evaluate that financial landscape, get all those things mapped out, written down on paper into the different buckets, making a list of the different things that you owe, things like that, this is going to be a financial snapshot. There's several ways that you can do this. I'd like to challenge you guys to take a little bit of an action step on this if you've never done it, or if you just feel insecure about it, take 30 minutes this week and create a financial snapshot. Just a brief overview of where all your money's coming from, what you spend it on every single month, and then what debts do you have hanging over your head? You can use Excel, you can use personal apps like Mint, or Rocket Money, or even QuickBooks to organize those numbers and get to a point of being able to evaluate the financial landscape. Now, once you have that in place, the next thing you need to do is you need to move into building a budget, right? And if you don't know where you're at, you don't have a starting point, then you can't build a budget because you don't have all the information. Now, you need to do this. A leader's budget is going to align your finances with your financial goal and your mission, your vision, right? Your budget isn't just a financial plan. It's a reflection of your values and your priorities as a leader. If I don't value food and I value exercise more than food or eating out or experiences or things like that, I mean, I may be a little bit of a portly gentleman, but if I am going to value exercise over food, then my budget is going to reflect that my spending priorities are on working out, supplements, eating less, eating healthy, working out, it may be gym memberships, workout equipment, workout clothes, workout accessories, meal planning, Tupperware. It's going to reflect, my budget's going to reflect the vision and the outcomes that I want to drive towards, right? Adversely or conversely, however you want to describe it, if your priority is having really good meals, having really good experiences, going out to eat, then your priorities in your budget are going to skew that direction. Your budget's going to be eating out, not making meals at home, not grocery shopping. Maybe you'll grocery shop a little bit, but it's going to be primarily eating out because that's where your vision, that's where your values align with, right? It ensures that your budget ensures that your resources are allocated to areas that drive impact and again align with your vision. The first thing that you have to do is you need to define your goals. If you don't define your goals and what you're actually working towards, then you're not going to be able to build a financial plan that aligns towards that vision. You're not going to be able to do it. You're going to be swept by the wind left and right. What do you want to achieve in 2025? Is it business growth? Is it personal growth? Is it innovation? Is it stability? Do you just want to be able to make it through the day and not have to worry about whether rent's getting paid? Is it balance? Is it family? Is it, spending time with friends? What are your goals for 2025? Once you have those established, then you can create a realistic plan. You need to identify needs versus wants. And then you can start to allocate for essentials, savings, investment, what have you. You can start to allocate your resources, your finances, and your attention. As a leader, that's the most valuable commodity that you have, is your time and your attention. You can start to, once you identify those needs and begin to create a realistic plan, you can start to allocate those resources where they need to go in order to make those goals a reality. Again, I'll go back to the fast food and the exercise analogy. It's the most pertinent to my life right now. If I want to achieve being more healthy, more fit, more muscular in 2025, then I need to stop eating out and spend more time in the gym. Those are the only two options. If I keep eating out, I'm going to be lazy. I'm going to probably eat things I really shouldn't. And on top of that, I'm probably going to eat way too much because in the US, we serve large portions. Nothing wrong with that, but it leads towards overeating. Conversely, if I want to be healthy, more muscular, more fit, I'm going to spend more time in the gym. I'm not going to go out to eat. I'm going to eat appropriate portions. I'm not going to overeat. I'm going to cook at home because I'm not going to want to waste food. So I'm not going to overcook more than what I'm going to eat. And if I do that, then hopefully I'm making something healthy that doesn't have the same processed things that restaurants and fast food joints do, right? Time and attention are your greatest asset. You need to also allocate financial resources. Where your attention goes, your money will follow. Money follows attention. The other thing that all great leaders do is when we have a plan, we still have to maintain flexibility. We adapt as we go. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize about leadership or leaders in general is that a lot of people, will think that the leader has it all figured out. They'll think that there is no ambiguity in what's driving the leader forward. That's not the case. A lot of times, the difference between a leader and a follower is the willingness to make a decision, regardless of what the outcome is. I know for me, a lot of times when I was making decisions very early on in my entrepreneurship career, there was not a lot of time to do a lot of research. So I had to make decisions quickly, and I had to make decisions and deal with the consequences. A great leader knows that plans aren't static. Your budget shouldn't be either. Adjust your budget as your circumstances evolve. You should know your numbers better than anyone else. As an accountant, as a tax professional, as the tax wizard, I oftentimes know other people's numbers better than they do, mostly because it's my job. But that's where I focus my attention. If I want to find a problem within the business, I'm going to follow the money. I'm going to find out where that problem comes. There was an entrepreneur that I used to work with that dedicated about 20% of their monthly revenue to reinvest into specifically a budget for marketing. Now, it took some time, but they were consistent about it. And they allocated 20% of their revenue to go back into that marketing budget that was driving the revenue that was creating the money for the budget. But by aligning their budget with their growth goals, they were able to create a cycle. And I don't understand, I don't know if you guys can truly understand the magic of this or not, because I can't look into your eyes. But if you have a sales and marketing budget that's producing monthly revenue, or you have sales and marketing that is producing revenue, and you continually reinvest 20% of whatever it generates back into it to add on to the budget that you originally gave it. So 20% gets added on to, of whatever the growth is, you will attain, just like this client did, exponential growth with in any amount of time. They did it in 6 months. They saw a 45% increase in revenue within 6 months just by reinvesting 20% of the residual that their marketing was already bringing in, an additional 20%. Right? So the point here, folks, is that you need a budget. You need to spend time budgeting, and you need to make sure that you sit down, you have goals, and you make a plan, and that your budget, your finances will support that plan. My challenge for you is spend 30 minutes aligning your 2025 budget before the end of the year with your leadership goals in mind, and do it this week. Do it before the end of the year. Start off 2025 with a freaking bang. You will be surprised where you end up, but I can almost guarantee that if you actually write it down and start doing it, start implementing it, and aligning your vision and your finances towards those goals, you'll probably meet or exceed 80% of them. I can't guarantee 100%, but in my experience, it's been somewhere around 80. One of the main things that I like to talk to people about is leveraging technology, right? Our firm was possibly one of the very first completely virtual firms in the country. We leverage things like Zoom, AI, ClickUp, Slack communication. AI is going to be, it is changing the game currently, but where we are focusing is AI-enabled people, not technology that takes away responsibility, but technology that makes people more predictable, able to process more information. You name it. The biggest advantages of leveraging technology is you get to automate processes, you get real-time insights, and you can eliminate repetitive tasks. One of the other things that I talk to people about is tax planning. Proactively planning for deductions. Taxes are often seen as a necessary evil, but smart leaders know that taxes aren't necessary. You have to maximize your resources to fuel growth. The goal isn't compliance. The goal is to stay in the game. The biggest ways that you can do that are proactively planning for deductions, structuring your income strategically, and keeping good records. The next portion of that is building a financial safety net. You have to be able to have an emergency fund and contingency plans in place. An emergency fund should be 3 to 6 months of expenses for both personal and business, and having contingency plans like lines of credit or alternative funding sources in need is extremely useful. The last thing that I want to say is that you need to develop financial habits, consistent financial habits, weekly check-ins with your spouse or with somebody you're financially accountable to, monthly adjustments, analyze your budget and make necessary updates, annual reflections, make sure you see where you're hitting or missing the targets. Financial leadership is more than just managing money. It's about building a foundation that empowers you to lead and a purpose for clarity. As you step into 2025, make sure that you take control and be the leader in your finances and your business. Here's to making 2025 the most impactful year ever.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.